In the ever-evolving world of nicotine products, there's always something new on the horizon. Remember when cigars and cigarettes were the go-to? After cigarettes, vaping swooped in, becoming the talk of the town. But guess what? Canada's got a fresh trend catching everyone's attention, Zyn pouches. If these are new to your ears, buckle up. We're about to explore these exciting nicotine pouches. What are nicotine pouches? Think of nicotine pouches as these small, tobacco-free little bags. Inside? A blend of nicotine, some plant fibers, and a few other bits and pieces. Think of them as a modern, cleaner twist to the old-school snus or chewing tobacco, but without the tobacco leaf. Why are they gaining traction? No smoke, no mess. You don't light them up, so there's no smoke. Plus, they're spit-free. That means no messy residues or ash. Stealth mode activated. Using them is super discreet. Just slip one under your lip, and off you go. Trust me, no one will even notice. Flavor Town. They come in a bunch of flavors. Whether you're into minty vibes or fruity blasts, there's something for everyone. Spotlight on Zyn pouches. Leading the pack. Among the sea of brands, Zyn pouches are making some serious waves. Why? Well, here's the scoop. Taste the rainbow. Zyn's not playing around with their flavor game. From cool mints to tangy citrus, they've got a lineup that'll tickle your taste buds. Strength in variety. Whether you're just dipping your toes or you're a seasoned pro, Zyn's got a strength to match your vibe. Quality matters. Zyn's all about that premium experience. Each pouch is crafted with care, ensuring you get a consistent and smooth experience every time. Using nicotine pouches. A quick guide. If this is all new to you, don't sweat it. Let me give you the basics. Pick your strength. If you're a newbie, maybe start light. You can venture into stronger territories as you get the hang of it. Pop in place. Lift your upper lip, slide a pouch in, and let it sit snugly. No biting, no chewing. Chill out. You'll feel a gentle buzz over the next 30 to 60 minutes. That's the nicotine doing its thing. Toss it right. Done? Toss the used pouch in a bin. Easy peasy. Safety first. What's the deal? Now, let's talk about safety. While nicotine pouches ditch the tobacco, they still have nicotine. And yes, nicotine's addictive. Since there's no tobacco leaf or smoke involved, many folks reckon they're a healthier choice compared to the usual cigarettes. It's essential to maintain moderate behavior in all aspects of life. And if you've got doubts, a quick chat with your doctor is always a good idea. The rise of nicotine pouches in Canada. Canada's got a knack for setting trends, especially with nicotine stuff. Lately, there's this shift happening. Folks want something that matches their busy lives, and that's where these cool nicotine pouches step in. They're stylish, they're fresh, and they're shaking things up. Why the shift? It's all about convenience and health. Traditional smoking comes with its baggage, the smell, the ash, and, let's not forget, health warnings. Nicotine pouches, on the other hand, offer a cleaner experience. No smoke, no tar, just pure nicotine satisfaction. The environmental angle. Another thing that's got folks talking? The environment. With nicotine pouches, there's less waste, no cigarette butts littering the streets, no empty vape cartridges. It might seem like a tiny move, but we're heading the right way. Deep dive into Zyn pouches. We've touched on Zyn a bit, but let's dive deeper. What sets Zyn apart isn't just their quality, it's their commitment to the user experience. Zyn's all about that next big thing, always trying new tastes and strengths to keep it lively. And the best part? They think about us, the users. From the pack to the pouch, it's all about making things smooth and hassle-free. The social aspect. Let's talk about social settings. We've all been there, stepping out of a gathering to have a smoke. With nicotine pouches, that's history. Be it at a pub, catching a flick, or just lounging in the park, you can have your nicotine moment without any fuss. And the bonus? No smoke means you're not bothering anyone around you. The future of nicotine consumption, where is it all heading? If the rise of nicotine pouches is any indication, the future's looking smoke-free. As more folks get in the know, the demand only increases. Brands like Zyn lead the charge, setting the standard for what's to come. Behind the scenes, how nicotine pouches are made, understanding what goes into the products we consume is crucial. Since everyone's talking about nicotine pouches, it's high time we dive into how they're made and what's inside. Ready for a deep dive? Manufacturing process. Extraction of nicotine. The first step involves extracting pure nicotine from the tobacco plant. This nicotine is then purified to remove impurities, ensuring a clean, high-quality end product. Blending with ingredients. Once the nicotine is extracted and purified, it's blended with a mix of ingredients. This mixture forms the base of the pouch. Flavoring and moisturizing. Depending on the brand and variant, specific flavors and moisturizers are added to enhance the user experience. This step ensures that the pouches are both tasty and comfortable to use. Pouch creation. The nicotine mixture is filled into small, porous pouches. These pouches are designed to allow the slow release of nicotine when placed under the lip. Quality control. Before hitting the market, each batch of nicotine pouches undergoes rigorous quality control checks. It ensures consistency, safety, and the highest standards. Key ingredients. Nicotine. As the primary active ingredient, nicotine provides the desired effect. It's extracted from the tobacco plant but contains no harmful tar or chemicals found in traditional tobacco products. Plant-based fibers. These fibers form the base of the pouch, giving it structure and ensuring a consistent release of nicotine. Fillers. Ingredients like cellulose are often used as fillers to give the pouch volume. Flavorings. Natural and artificial flavorings are added to provide various taste experiences, from mint to fruit and everything in between. Salts and pH adjusters. These enhance the nicotine absorption rate, ensuring users get a consistent experience. Moisturizers. Ingredients like propylene glycol help moisten the pouch, ensuring it's comfortable and doesn't dry out. Informed choices for better experiences. Knowing what's inside your nicotine pouch and how it's made empowers you to make informed decisions. Brands like Zyn prioritize transparency, ensuring users are well informed about the products they're consuming. So, next time you pop a pouch under your lip, you'll have a clearer picture of what's going into your body. Nicotine pouches versus other nicotine products, a cost comparison. Are you considering a switch? The burning question is, what's the damage to my wallet? So, where do nicotine pouches stand when stacked against other nicotine options? Let's get into it. 1. Cigarettes. Starting off with cigarettes, prices swing based on where you are, the brand, and those pesky taxes. You're looking at $10 to $25 in many Canadian spots for a 20-pack. Smoke a pack every day? You're looking at a monthly tab of $300 to $750, and we haven't even factored in the little things, like lighters. 2. Vaping, e-cigarettes. Initial cost. The startup cost for vaping can be higher, with vaping kits ranging from $13 to $22 or more. It includes the vape pen and initial e-liquid. For the vapers, refill liquids can set you back anywhere from $5 to $30, based on the brand and how much you get. And if you vape a lot, don't forget those coil replacements. They'll add up. 3. Nicotine pouches. Now, nicotine pouches. A can with about 15 to 20 of these bad boys will cost you somewhere between $5 and $10, depending on where you buy and the brand. Use one every couple of hours? You're looking at $50 to $100 a month. 4. Chewing tobacco or snus. Initial cost. A can of chewing tobacco or snus can range from $4 to $50. Long-term cost. Regular users might consume a can every few days, leading to a monthly cost similar to nicotine pouches. 5. Nicotine gum or patches. Onto nicotine gum or patches, a pack or set might cost you $30 to $50 upfront. Monthly? Anywhere from $60 to $150, based on how strong they are and how often you use them. When you stack everything up, nicotine pouches sit comfortably in the middle. They're usually easier on the wallet than cigarettes and vaping, especially when you think about the health costs down the line. But here's the deal. They might cost the same or a bit more than other tobacco-free choices. Choosing isn't just about the cost. Final thoughts. People always say the only thing that stays the same is change. In the nicotine world, that's spot on. With their handy use and fresh vibe, nicotine pouches are shaping what's next. It's an era where enjoying nicotine doesn't mean compromising on health or convenience. So, there you have it. With brands like Zyn leading the charge, nicotine pouches are reshaping the nicotine scene. They're sleek, low-key, and a new spin on an old routine. Feeling adventurous? Why not give them a shot?